Kayla got the 411, the 411. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
What's up, you guys? It's Kayla got the 411. I'm back for another whopping Wednesday. This week is going by fast. I swear, like, by the time it became Sunday, I said, wait a minute. Where did the first week of August go? Y'all, this year is like, isn't unbelievable how fast this year is going by. Baby, I swear to God, it was just New Year's Eve. Now, we about to be back in fall? It really tells you to enjoy life, for one, and really just appreciate things. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I'm really, you know, trying to learn, is that life is moving by so fast, especially with, like, these kids are growing, like, my God, like, just watch my daughter just skyrocket as tall as she is. Like, even my neighbor's grandson, like, this, I remember when this boy was, like, you can tell he was, like, maybe, like, in middle school, like, maybe, like, I don't know. But the boy goes to his grandparents' house every morning. I guess he catches the bus over there. So, I'm, like, I come outside to take the trash out, and this big old boy, he was, like, he's always polite. He's, like, hey, I'm, like, what the hell? What the hell? This boy, keep this dog on tall. Like, I'm just, oh my God, y'all. It really is, like, crazy. And I can't even explain it. Only people that be around kids or have kids, like, understand what I mean. So, we're going to go ahead and get into this topic for the weekend chat. So, we're going to be talking about friends. No benefits, okay? This episode is going to be some realness, okay? It's going to be kind of like a venting session, but maybe you have experienced it. Maybe you are experiencing it, or maybe you are the particular person, you know, who's causing it, okay? You know, one thing I can say is that I feel like I was a man in a past life. I connect with men, like, easier than I do women. And I think it's because my mindset is almost like a man. I'm not, like, a tomboyish. I'm not masculine at all. I'm very girly. But when I talk to guys, it's normally laughter. You know, it's no judgment. I can be my, you know, weird, quirky self. And I feel not judge. I feel like a lot of guys just accept me for, you know, who I am. And, you know, I've always said I wish I had more friend guys. Like, I wish I had more friends who were men. Like, I wish I had, like, men that I can, like, call, like, my big bro. Because I'm the only child. I don't have any brothers. And I just always, you know, wish I had, like, a brother. You know, thankfully, my daughter has, you know, three brothers on her dad's side, stepbrother, and two blood brothers. And I'm happy about that for her. You know, I really wish I had a brotherly figure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like a big bro. Somebody I can get on his nerves. Like, somebody who's, like, actually a friend. You know, and you're thinking to yourself, like, how hard can it be to have men, straight men, as friends? Well, apparently, you all, it is hard, okay? And what I've noticed is that I be wanting to be friends. I just want to be friends, you know? I don't want nothing more. But what I've noticed is that guys start developing feelings for me. And they take things a certain way that is not actually that way. If I say you're my friend and you're my homie, you're my friend and you're my homie, I don't see you any other way. I'm definitely that. Like, when I figure you as, like, my homie, you're my homie. Like, I can't possibly think of being anything romantic with a homie, right? Because you made me feel some type of brotherly instinct, and it gets odd, and it gets Weird is when that person that you consider as your homie, like your brotherly dude, and they start developing feelings for you, and you start noticing that they have feelings for you, and it makes situations very uncomfortable, you know. And I even had to say to myself, like, you know, as it keeps going, you know, throughout time and it keeps going, I had to say to myself, like, is it me? Like, is it me? Because I know I can't be giving off the wrong impression. I don't think I'm a flirt. If I am a flirt, y'all, please let me know. If you listen to my show or see any type of engagement, or maybe I've done something to you where you think I was flirting with you as a man, please let me know so I can stop it. Because I'm thinking that I'm just only being overly nice because, you know what I'm saying? I understand that, you know, we all out here single. We all want to be loved and stuff like that. But just because you are attracted to me don't mean that we would be good in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the big difference between women and men. You know, I think that men, they look at looks and they think, yeah, she's exactly my type. But you're not realizing that we have nothing in common at all. Like, nothing, right? And I feel like with women, it's more to it than just looks. You know, it has to be chemistry. It has to be connection. It has to be something that she feels connected to you with in order to find you attractive on top of, you know, looks. So I think that sometimes, you know, you have somebody that's like friendly, you guys are friends, but they think you're pretty, you know, and that's nice. You know, you say thank you, you know, thank you for thinking I'm pretty. And then because they think you're pretty, even though you're looking at them in a brotherly, homie way, they're looking at it as like, she's pretty, I want her. She's pretty, we should be together. They're looking at it like that. And it messes up so many friendships. I'm pretty sure so many of you ladies out there who have men that you've met, great men, but you only feel friendship and brotherly, like, you know, like homie type vibes with them. You know, you just want to be friends. You just want a friend. But they end up crossing the line of either flirting with you, making a move with you, and it becomes very awkward. Like, how do you stay friends with someone who has developed feelings for you? And I think that we tend to beat ourselves up because this is something that you seen me do like not too long ago, trying to figure out like, what is it? Because yeah, okay, we can say you're a great woman, not just your looks. You're just a great person. You're a great friend. And some people think like, okay, wait, if we are good at friends, why not be together? Okay, that's nice. Okay, yeah, we have a great bonding relationship, but that does not mean we will be good in a relationship. Some people are just meant to be friends, and some people are meant to just be together, get close together, and it leads into something else. And when you're not able to tell which is which, what happens is that you have a great friendship, you get into a relationship with somebody, and now, boom, now there's issues coming, right? There's issues coming up, right? Because you all didn't realize that you were greatest friends, but you guys didn't have much to keep you together and a relationship. And that is something that I think is just, I don't want to have a great person who's like my friend, like my friend, and we get into a relationship and mess things up. You probably thinking, well, you won't know if you don't try. Look here. People know. You know. Stop it. Stop it. You know. Okay? I have a few homies. There are men who I think are great and they are dope, but I am not attracted to them. at all. And that's okay, right? But because you may be attracted to me, that does not mean I should give you a chance and see where it goes. No. Follow your first instinct. Typically, we as women will be able to pick up on these things quicker than with men. Because like I said earlier in the show, men, they just look at it like, okay, she's a cool chick. I have great conversations with her and she's pretty. I find her pretty. We should be together. But you as a woman thinking, okay, well, he's such a great friend. He makes me laugh. I'm not really attracted to him like that. He's not really the type of guy that is my type. But he is a good friend and he does like me. So let me give him a chance. A lot of you all have gotten yourselves in situations like that with your homie when he should have stayed a homie. And then you get in a relationship and it's weird. It's weird because you wasn't able to tell the difference between somebody who was a genuine friend and somebody who you had such strong chemistry for and got along with, where it will be easy to lead into a relationship. And it goes into talking. Like when you're talking with your friends, you're talking about friendly, like casual talk, right? A lot of times you're not talking about what each other wants in a relationship and these type of things and with your love language. You guys are not talking about that type of things, right? But you're basing it off of like, oh my God, I can talk to them all day. They make me laugh so much. Then you get in a relationship and then it's time to have sex and now both of you guys are just awkward. Laying in the bed naked, uncomfortable, like awkward. And if a man is actually attracted to you, back to that. If a guy is actually, he's physically attracted to you, yeah, he's going to get hard. But you as a woman, you liked him when he made you laugh and he told funny jokes. Now you're laying there with your clothes off and you can't get wet because you're just not into him that way. How many of you all have been through that? I know a lot of you all have been through that. And I'm the type of person where, yeah, of course, you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's your friend and your partner. Having somebody who's your friend and your lover is ideal, right? But having a man or woman that's your friend, who's just your friend, is even okay too. You don't have to get in a relationship with every friend of yours who you have such a great chemistry with. Keep it as a friendship. And this is why I don't have any male friends, because they just don't understand that. They don't understand it. I've even had someone who I felt like we were better friends. You know, we had no business even being together because we had nothing in common. So, you know, I wanted to remain friends with him. I wanted to check in on him. I thought that because we was friends, I should be able to call you and tell you about this date that I went on. But your jealousy was showing and, you know, you wanted to, like, insult me, you know, because I'm dating and doing things in my life and I'm not thinking about you. That's where all these issues too come from. Trying to date, then you're trying to go back to friendship. Whoa. Hey, and there are a few people out there who have did that and it worked fine, right? They worked fine. But personally for me, when I had it happen to me, it didn't work out. I just want a friend. Like, ladies, don't you just want a guy that's like your friend? Like, why can't you be my friend and not develop feelings for me? Why can you not be my friend and not say, you know, vulgar and flirty things to me? Like, why can't we just keep it as like a homie relationship? Like, why do we have to cross the line? Like, why? Like, that's always been my question. Like, why? Like, why can't I just have a friend, a guy who's my friend? And a guy who's my friend who will still be my friend and still want to be my friend when I do meet a guy who I'm going to be in a relationship with and not act funny towards me. And you know what I'm saying? That's another thing, too. Like, men are so predictable. I can't even tell you how many men are, like, act funny towards me. You know, anything you need, I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? I'm always be here to support you. But then when I, you know, say, you know, I'm just... I just want us to be friends. Then things change. What happened to...
I'm going to always be there for you. You know what I'm saying? I got you, man. You know, I'm always here.
Oh, okay. You was here when you wanted me. Okay. But because I didn't feel the same way about you. Okay. Okay. I see what the fuck we doing here. I see. Fake. And when you're able to get those people away from you, those guys that tell you any type of thing just to get you. I'm telling you. Like, those are the, like, worst kind. Those guys that fake be your friend because they want to get close to you, because they like you and they want you. So they're going to fake be your friend and butter you up and make you laugh and blah, blah, blah. And then when you finally let them down, say, I don't feel the same way about you. Oh, they act funny. They don't fuck with you no more. They act me on some female shit. That's happened to me multiple times. Multiple times. So... friends with no benefits. Why can't we just be friends with no benefits? Why is it that hard? Why can we not, like, do fun things together without you trying to kiss me? Why can't we do fun things without you trying to touch me? Why can't we do fun things without you trying to flirt? Why? Shoot your shot. You're missing out on your opportunity. No. What you're doing is about to ruin a good friendship. A lot of guys, you have great female friends. And what you're going to do, you're going to mess up on a good friendship because you want to be greedy. Well, you know doggone well that necessarily you all are not each other's actually type. But you just want her anyways, right? Because you see she's such a great girl and she's so pretty. And you just want her anyways. And you risk fucking up your friendship. That's crazy to me. So many guys are doing that. I'm just curious. You know, ladies, if you hear this and, you know, DM me, let me know your experiences. And guys, if you've been the person that done this, I want to hear how it went out for you. You know, this is not a bad thing. I perfectly understand. Men and women, we with certain things that catch his eye. Women, we connect. We want to connect with you mentally. Men, they're going directly to your looks. You're pretty. I want you. Right? That's the first thing normally. So I get it. But, you know, friendships are important too. And we should value our friendships, you know. You don't have to want to be with every woman that you find funny and you have a great conversation with. Y'all know those guys that every time they go to a new job and there's a chick there that they get along with, all of a sudden they want to date her. They start smashing her. Like, why? Why? You could have had such a dope friend for life. And you end up smashing her, having sex, trying to get a relationship with her. And things to go left. And now you don't have a friend no more. You missed out on a great friendship. So many niggas out there that do that. Some of you niggas listening like that. So that is Swappy Wednesday for the week. I'm curious. I want to know what you guys think about this. Okay. DM me. Let me know. Give me the 411. Okay. Make sure you guys subscribe to YouTube. Please. So many great things are on my YouTube, you guys. Okay. You're missing out. On this podcast, it's only Whopping Wednesdays. It's only What's the 411. And What's Good. You're missing out on What's the Reaction. Oh, Battle of the Sexes on here too, yeah. Rank the Artist. You're missing out on a bunch of other segments when you can just get them all on YouTube too. So subscribe to the podcast, the YouTube, both, okay? And I'll see you guys on the next Whopping Wednesday. Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.